This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. envoy for North Korea said on Sunday that North Korea's recent ballistic missile tests were concerning and counterproductive for efforts to reduce tensions, and Pyongyang should instead engage in talks. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, Special Representative Soon Kim said the United States is committed to exploring sustained and substantive diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang has so far rejected U.S. overtures accusing Washington and Seoul of talking diplomacy while ratcheting up tensions with their own military activities. On Thursday, the North said the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile that it called self-defensive and questioned the sincerity of Washington's offers for talks, warning of consequences. European Union leaders pledged on Friday to keep up the pressure on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko to halt the flow of migrants from his country. It raised the prospect of new sanctions amid calls by some bloc members to build walls and fences to thwart new arrivals. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with an unusually high number of migrants arriving at their borders with Belarus in recent months. The EU is accusing Lukashenko's government of using them to destabilize the 27-country region in retaliation for EU sanctions. After nearly 5 hours of discussions, leaders agreed that they will not accept any attempt by third countries to instrumentalize migrants for political purposes. They also condemned all hybrid attacks at the EU's borders. This is VOA News. Colombian security forces have captured the country's most wanted drug trafficker, a rural warlord who stayed on the run for more than a decade by corrupting state officials and aligning himself with combatants on the left and right. President Iván Duque likened the arrest Saturday of Dario Antonio Usuga to the capture 3 decades ago of Pablo Escobar. Colombia's military presented Usuga to the media in handcuffs and wearing rubber boots, preferred by rural farmers. Usuga, better known by his alias, is the alleged head of the much-feared Gulf Clan, whose army of assassins has terrorized much of northern Colombia. They gained control of major cocaine smuggling routes through thick jungles north to Central America and on to the U.S. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered 10 foreign ambassadors who called for the release of a jailed philanthropist to be declared persona non grata. The envoys include the U.S., French, and German representatives in Ankara. They had issued a statement earlier this week calling for a resolution to the case of Osman Kavala. He's a businessman and a philanthropist held in prison since 2017, despite not having been convicted of a crime. Erdogan made the announcement Saturday during a rally. The other countries are Netherlands, Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and New Zealand. Leaked documents obtained by the Associated Press show that Facebook in India dithered in curbing hate speech and anti-Muslim content on its platform and lacked enough local language moderators to stop misinformation. That misinformation at times led to real-world violence. The file showed these problems have been plaguing the company for years, particularly in cases where members of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party created multiple Facebook accounts to amplify anti-Muslim content. They highlight Facebook's constant struggles in quashing abuse of content on its platform in the world's biggest democracy and the company's largest growth market. Communal and religious tensions in India have a history of boiling over on social media and stoking violence. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said it would be a European catastrophe if countries began unilaterally restricting the free movement of citizens because the EU could not effectively protect its borders. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with an unusually high number of migrant arrivals at their borders with Belarus in recent months. Thousands of migrants have been lured to Belarus on tourist visas and encouraged into Poland, Lithuania, and into lesser extent, Latvia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.